paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Kanye West and Britney Spears disappearing from Instagram, but I guess for different reasons, Dean.
I'm hoping that somehow society will be able to move on from this great social media tragedy that's taken place. Kanye got kicked off of Instagram yesterday because of a racial slur that he threw at Daily Show host Trevor Noah. So Instagram pulled the post that he put up there and is prohibiting him from posting or commenting for 24 hours. Trevor Noah brought up Kanye West's harassment of Kim Kardashian and her boyfriend, Pete Davidson, now saying that it was terrifying to watch and reveals what women go through when they choose to leave a relationship. Kanye West responded with a mix of the song Kumbaya and a racial slur. So that's what Instagram took off, citing their policies on hate speech, harassment, and bullying. So Kanye is off of Instagram, and apparently so is Britney Spears. If you go to Britney Spears' Instagram account, and who doesn't to start their day? Let's be honest.
There's New York Times, Washington Post, yeah. Britney Spears' Instagram. That's the order of things.
It's gone. It's not there. There's nothing there. Instagram said they didn't do it. They didn't pull it. So apparently Britney decided to pull her Instagram account. Her 40 million followers on there are all wondering what happened. But thank goodness her Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube accounts are all still there. So you'll be able to get your Britney Spears fix if you so desire.
Tell us about this Russian ballerina and what she did.
Yeah, this is one of the most famous ballet dancers in Russia. Her name is Olga Smirnova. Yesterday, she quit her dance company and left Moscow in protest of the invasion of Ukraine. She will now dance in the Netherlands. Her grandfather is Ukrainian. She has been a prima ballerina in Moscow since 2016. And yesterday, upon leaving her home country, said, "I never thought that I would be ashamed of Russia." She was supposed to do the lead role in Swan Lake on Saturday there, but that now has been canceled. The Dutch National Ballet says that Smirnova will begin dancing with them immediately. So, you know, this conflict in many ways continuing to grow.
Should Mr. Rogers be in the Songwriters Hall of Fame is the question. What's the answer, Dave?
The answer is, of course he should. How can you not be in the Songwriters Hall of Fame when you've written something like this?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beautiful.
I dare you to not sing along with that.
You know, I'm thinking maybe we should add that to our opening to the broadcast.
Yes.
That we play every morning at about 6, 11.
Is there any more song that screams Bob Surratt than this? Really, do people know that when you come in the studio, you change out of your suit and put your sweater and tennis shoes on?
don't reveal everything.
The shoes that he wears to play softball.
Yeah, I get my spikes on.
Right. Mr. Rogers not only wrote this song, he wrote 200 other songs for his show that was on PBS, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, for over 30 years. And there's an effort afoot to get him inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Tom Bergeron, who is a host of a whole variety of shows through the years, says, if songs are meant to move you, to comfort you, and to enlighten you, then how has Fred Rogers not already been inducted. I could not agree 10,000% more. So if you want to add your voice to this, go to change.org, search Mr. Rogers. That's the easiest way to find it, and you'll see a petition there to for the Songwriters Hall of Fame to you know, get Mr. Rogers inducted into this. He would have turned 94 next week, by the way.
I'm sure he'll make it. Dean, had you seen Mary D. Of late? Had she been around?
I have not. I would say at least a year. She would stop by the station every once in a while just to say hello, or I'd see her usually at a charity event, you know, with which she was still very actively involved, even though she retired from WGN in 2008. She went on to be involved in a variety of charity organizations through the years. So I would see her every once in a while. But Robert Jordan, the legendary Robert Jordan, who was a reporter and anchor here on WGN for years, yesterday told us that he had just talked to her the day before yesterday, and that she seemed just perfectly fine in their conversation on the phone. They caught up. They laughed. They made plans to have lunch next week. And yesterday, Mary passed away. Truly, a pioneer in so many ways. She was the personification, really, of overcoming obstacles, both personal obstacles and personal attack. The famous story of her being kidnapped after doing a show, taken to the woods, and shot, left for dead. She survived that. But obstacles of all kinds, being an African-American woman coming up in broadcasting in the 1960s, she overcame obstacles like no other, becoming a role model to so many, probably best known for her 36 years here on WGN television as a staff announcer, as a news anchor, as the director of community relations. But, Bob, you probably also remember listening to her on the old WSDM station with the girls smack dab in the middle.
She had a great voice.
Yeah, she called herself Mary D. the Honeybee back in her old radio days. And she was also on WBEE radio as well, playing jazz and the like. But she was just an absolutely remarkable person, truly one of a kind. When I first came to WGN, also coming out of radio, just like you, coming out of radio into television, she couldn't have been more encouraging and more welcoming. So our condolences to her family. Mary D. was 85 years old.
A wonderfully spiritual, positive, beautiful person in every way, for sure. Let's talk a little bit about Ellen DeGeneres, and we now know what she'll be doing for some of her last programs.
Yeah, the very last Ellen show is going to be Thursday, May the 26th, and they did announce some of the guests who will be on between now and then. They include Michelle Obama, David Letterman, Serena Williams, Jennifer Garner, Channing Tatum, among others. This show has been on the air since 2003 and has won 64 Daytime Emmy Awards. So, you know, the last couple of years, the show came under allegations of a toxic workplace, and I think that's when she began to decide to wind things down a little bit. There have been reports that Ellen has been handing out literally millions of dollars to her staff and to her coworkers, millions of dollars in bonuses since she announced, that this is the final season.
Are those connected to non-disclosure agreements?
I don't know. That's a very interesting point. Very interesting. Here's some money. Keep your mouth shut.
How did your Jared Leto interview go?
Oh, very well. We talked about his new series that he's got that will premiere on Apple TV Plus tomorrow, called We Crashed, in which he stars with Anne Hathaway. But, you know, I decided, I've been doing this cooking segment on TV for 2 years now, since the pandemic started. And people really enjoy me cooking, or me watching me, hurt myself, burn myself, the danger factor in the cooking segment. But, you know, I'm running out of recipes, so I decided to start asking celebrities what some of their favorite recipes are that I could try to recreate on television. And I started off with Oscar winner Jared Leto.
Is there anything that you can tell me that you really knock out of the park and I can try to recreate it?
That's a great question. I thought you were going to say recreate recipes from movies. And I was like, oh, that's interesting, because there are probably certain scenes, like in The Godfather, they're eating something. But I love a sweet potato, because let me tell you, Dean, you can almost live off a sweet potato. Tons of nutrients. They don't really, they're just like one of nature's perfect foods. You put them in the oven, and usually you can tell when they're done when they blow up a little bit, or they leak a little bit of the sugar comes out. A little sea salt. If you're feeling, naughty, you can put a little olive oil on there, and that's it.
Yeah, that's how I am. When I'm feeling a little naughty, I break out the olive oil. What Greek guy doesn't do that? So, yeah, maybe I'll try to recreate, come up with some sweet potato ideas. But he did inspire me, though, because, the Oscars are a week from Sunday. Next week, I'm going to make a famous food from the movies on my cooking segment as inspired by Jared Leto.
How about cooking corned beef and cabbage today?
Yeah, this is the perfect day for it. I've got a recipe. I didn't cook it this year, but I've got a recipe for corned beef and cabbage up on WGNTV.com/Dean Cooks. We did our Reuben sandwich pizza last week. I did a Green River cake yesterday. So I've got all kinds of St. Patrick's Day recipes all posted there if you'd like.
Hey, it's Dean Richards, and we're off on spring vacation. I'll talk to you in a week or so.
Yeah, enjoy it. Have a good time.
Thank you, Dean. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.